New Orleans piano player Mac Rebennack, better known as Dr. John, has a song called Right Place, Wrong Time. When it comes to Irma Thomas, the soul queen of New Orleans, it should be Wrong Place, Right Time. Although she's possessed of one of the great voices in soul music, during her heyday, she was all but unknown by the majority of America's record buyers, black or white. But, as she herself once sang, time was on her side. Her career began inauspiciously enough. At the age of 14, she'd been doing a little singing around town, but she found herself pregnant and was kicked out of school. She married the child's father, but the marriage didn't last. By 18, she was remarried and had another kid. Somebody asked her to make a record after hearing her singing with Tommy Ridgely's band. She did, and it was a classic.
You can have my husband, but please don't mess with my man. You can have my husband, but please don't mess with my man. I'm telling all you women, I want you all to understand.
Don't Mess With My Man went to number 22 in 1959, and somehow Irma found time to tour, clocking in 100,000 miles with her band in a Mercury station wagon. But the follow-up didn't click, and that was that. It wasn't until 2 years later that a couple of guys she knew started a label and asked her to record for them, and the Irma Thomas story had a second chapter. Cry On established her in New Orleans, and she and producer Alan Toussaint came up with some classics, like this gospel-tinged number.
One day I couldn't stop crying.
But it was on the ballads that Irma Thomas really shone, songs like It's Raining, which became her signature song, even though, like the rest of her classics on the Minute label, it never broke nationally. By 1963, it was becoming apparent that Minute wasn't going to have any hits with Irma Thomas, although they'd been doing well with other New Orleans artists. So she released one more record, another great one, and another flop.
Ruler of my heart, robber of my soul, where can you be? I wait patiently. My heart cries out. Can you be? I wait patiently.
What was particularly galling was that this record launched another performer's career when Otis Redding rewrote it somewhat into Pain in My Heart, which became his first big hit, and which Irma admits today gave her a pain and not in her heart either. But by 1964, she had pain in her heart too, as her second marriage was dissolving and she found her Minute contract bought out by Imperial Records, which meant she'd have to go on performing. She sat down and wrote a song about her life.
Sitting home alone, thinking about my past, wondering how I made it, and how long it's gonna last. Success is
At the age of 23, with four children and no husband, Irma Thomas finally knew success as Wish Someone Would Care climbed into the pop top 20. Her next record, Anyone Who Knows What Love Is, had Time Is On My Side on its flip, but Irma never tasted a hit again. After a short career with Chess Records, she packed up her family and moved to Los Angeles, where she worked at Montgomery Ward, only returning to New Orleans occasionally to perform. In 1975, the Soul Queen of New Orleans married her third husband, Emil Jackson, and moved back home. She does commercials these days and tours the blues circuit here and in Europe. If she'd been anywhere but New Orleans when she was doing her best work, she'd be better known than she is. But according to people who know her, she's happy. And how many Soul Queens can say that?